Imagine a world where being single isn't something to endure, but something to embrace. In Single on Purpose, John Kim challenges our cultural obsession with romantic partnerships and offers a revolutionary perspective. What if the most important relationship you'll ever have is the one with yourself? This isn't just another dating guide for the lonely. It's a profound exploration of how intentional singlehood can break cycles of codependency and lead to authentic self-discovery. In an era when more adults are unmarried than ever before in history, Kim's message resonates deeply. Being single isn't a waiting room for real life. It's an opportunity for profound personal transformation. Through motorcycle rides, CrossFit workouts, and raw personal stories, Kim demonstrates how embracing solitude can become the most empowering journey of your life. This isn't about giving up on love. It's about finding it first within yourself. Loneliness isn't an identity. It's a transient emotion that society has conditioned us to fear. We've been taught that being alone equals incompleteness, driving us to seek constant connection at the expense of self-knowledge. What if loneliness isn't something to escape, but rather a feeling to embrace? This radical acceptance, facing loneliness without letting it define us, is where transformation begins. Consider how often you reach for your phone when alone, or dwell on past relationships instead of sitting with your feelings. These reactions prevent us from hearing loneliness's message. One client spent years jumping between relationships until a breakup forced her to stay single. The initial months were excruciating, but gradually something shifted. She rediscovered her love for spontaneous road trips, photography, and her capacity for deeper friendships. What she found, what many discover when they push through discomfort, is that fulfillment doesn't depend solely on romantic partnership. It emerges from self-growth, personal adventures, and authentic self-connection. When faced directly, loneliness often transforms into meaningful solitude and self-discovery. Life has a way of disconnecting us from who we truly are. Childhood traumas, societal expectations, and adult responsibilities can leave us feeling like strangers to ourselves. The journey back to authenticity comes through unexpected channels. For Kim, it was donuts after CrossFit workouts, motorcycle rides, and writing, activities that reconnected him with forgotten joy. These weren't mere hobbies, but bridges to his authentic self. Think about when you last felt truly alive. Was it while creating, dancing without inhibition, or having a conversation so engaging you lost track of time? These moments of aliveness are signposts pointing toward your authentic self. Reconnection happens by noticing what makes your heart race, what moves you to tears, what makes time disappear. It's about treating yourself with the same curiosity and kindness you'd offer a dear friend. Would you dismiss their dreams as easily as you dismiss your own? The path back to yourself isn't linear. It's messy, surprising, and utterly worth it. Each authentic moment brings you closer to who you really are beneath the layers of who you thought you should be. Self-care has become commercialized and reduced to luxury spa hashtags, but genuine self-care isn't about indulgence, it's about connecting with yourself. Men often view self-care as unnecessary or emasculating, priding themselves on toughing it out until burnout inevitably strikes. Real self-care lives in quiet moments of self-connection. It's about creating space to know your needs, boundaries, and dreams, and honoring them consistently. Simple acts become powerful when done with intention. Take a mindful walk observing your surroundings. Spend 5 minutes in reflection before bed. Or eat a meal slowly without screens. True self-care requires attention to your whole self, body, mind, and soul working together like pistons in an engine. You might excel at physical exercise while neglecting emotional needs, or stay intellectually sharp while ignoring physical well-being. Complete self-care means tending to all aspects with the same consideration you'd offer a loved one. What would it look like to care for yourself completely? The answer could transform everything. Our relationship with our bodies often mirrors our relationship with ourselves. In a culture focused on appearance, many view their bodies as projects to perfect rather than homes to inhabit. True body acceptance isn't about loving every inch unconditionally. It's about acknowledging your body as yours, with all its capabilities and limitations. It's an honest acceptance free from societal rejection. Presence means experiencing your body from the inside rather than evaluating it from the outside. The practice of regarding your body as an ally rather than an enemy helps bridge the divide created by self-objectification. Moving with your body rather than just moving your body deepens this connection. It's about finding movement that brings joy and meets your needs, not what you think you should do. When did you last move for pure pleasure or feel truly at home in your physical self? Your body isn't just something you have, it's something you are, your fundamental home in this world. Many of our thought patterns are inherited, passed down through generations, or absorbed from our environment. These aren't intrinsic truths, but learned perspectives that may no longer serve us. Breaking free starts with noticing when your thinking echoes your parents or other influential figures. Question these inherited beliefs. Familiar doesn't mean true, and many limiting beliefs stem from fear rather than fact. By examining these thoughts and considering alternatives, we create distance from them. When we identify recurring patterns in our behavior and relationships, they lose their unconscious power. Meditation helps by teaching us to observe thoughts without judgment, building our ability to choose which deserve attention. The quality of your mental diet shapes your thinking. Choose enriching content, books, and meaningful conversations over mindless consumption. Barbara had everything society deemed desirable: a beautiful home, successful career, stable marriage, yet felt unfulfilled. Her story reveals that life's richness emerges from cultivating meaning, joy, and engagement rather than relationship status or conventional success. Meaning is personal and evolves through life seasons, whether through raising children, creating art, solving community problems, or supporting others. Without consciously creating it, even outward success feels empty. Joy lives in small pleasures, like morning coffee, creative expression, and connections with nature or others. It requires actively cultivating a mindset that celebrates present moments. Engagement means being fully present rather than observing life from afar. By intentionally engaging, even with discomfort, you discover hidden aspects of yourself and escape autopilot living. Breaking free from time machines, dwelling on past regrets or future possibilities, makes life more vibrant. Mindfulness practices help rewire mental habits, fostering present moment awareness. The single life offers unique opportunities for self-authorship and deep self-understanding, leading to relationships built from wholeness rather than need. The foundation of purposeful living.